For my sisters, Anne, Tracy, and Caroline. We make up what we can't hear, then we sing all night. Sonic Youth. Chapter 1, 8:04 p.m. Total Eclipse of the Heart. Once upon a time, I was falling apart. Now I'm always falling in love. By now, I mean Saturday night in one of the sleazy karaoke bars where I always seem to wind up. It's me and my wife somewhere in New York City. We're here to sing the night away. It's just after 8, early enough to beat the midnight crowds, too late to talk ourselves out of what lies ahead. We're not going home before we get a few songs in, and we're not getting up on time tomorrow. Sometimes we drag some innocent bystanders along. Tonight, it's just us. Either way, we always come here for a fix of that transcendent experience we can only get from singing. The electric frazzle in the voices, the crackle of the microphones, the smell of sweat, mildew, vodka, and pheromones, the full karaoke experience. Tonight, we are setting out to belt some of our favorite songs. We'll do songs we've never tried before. We'll take on duets we haven't sung together. And we'll do the standards we always have to do. But when you take that karaoke microphone in your hand, you don't know what kind of adventure you're stepping into, so you just have to surrender and let the song take over. You start to sing karaoke, and some kind of psychic heart switch flips. If you're lucky and the beer doesn't run out, it's more than just a night of debauchery. It's a spiritual quest. This spiritual quest, like so many spiritual quests, involves Bonnie Tyler. Welcome to Sing Sing, our beloved karaoke den on Avenue A. Allie and I cherish this spot because it has everything you want in a karaoke place. Great songbook, private rooms, surly bartenders, cheap drinks. Every time we head over to Sing Sing, I get that thrill of anticipation as we pad down Avenue A. As soon as I see that red awning over the door, even from a few blocks away, the adrenaline starts to flow. The awning has the classic yin and yang symbol of the Tao, except it's at the center of a microphone. From the sidewalk outside, Sing Sing looks like any other karaoke bar. There's always a picture of a microphone outside. There's a door guy checking driver's licenses, probably wishing he could be the door guy somewhere swankier, maybe a club where they have a velvet rope and a strict no-journey policy. Inside, it's dim fluorescent lights and red walls. The customers perch on their bar stools, just a few notes away from crashing to the floor. There's usually a bartender, and there are always songs. That's why we're here. I love the crowd at Sing Sing. It's part of the show. You can always hear rockers and rappers and disco cowgirls and smoothed-out crooners. Despite the early hour, there's already a bachelorette party full of blitzed bridesmaids teetering on their heels, ready to start splashing their Disaronno and Sprite on everyone. There are some lurkers in the shadows, too wasted to remember whose birthday they came here to celebrate. Maybe none of us can sing on key, but nobody minds. We're not here to judge, right? Nobody's here because they're a great singer. We came because we want to be stars for a night. Some places have a stage. Other places you sing at the bar or grab a table. One of the reasons we love Sing Sing is they have the private rooms, which is definitely the way we want to go tonight. If you get there soon after 8 p.m., you can usually score one, but by 10 you'll get stuck on the waiting list. Karaoke has lots of rituals. The first, naturally, is showing up. The second, Allie and I check in at the front desk to get our room. It's $8 an hour per person for the room, or $2 per song if you sit at the bar, but it's cheaper to rent the room, which means you stay later and sing more. You can sign up for a specified time, or you can sing until the bartenders throw you out at closing time. I can already tell tonight is going to be the second kind. But hey, it's Saturday night, so I guess that makes it all right. The karaoke host leads us down the hall. I get that familiar tingle as we head downstairs, across the black and white tiles, under the flickering bulbs associated with prison movies or ministry videos. Sing Sing has a few dozen rooms in the basement. It's a labyrinth down there. Allie and I have sung in every one of those rooms by now. The host turns on the karaoke machine and makes sure the remote control works. The TV screen has the lyrics and the goofy karaoke videos There's also a buzzer on the wall we can press to order more drinks. This room was obviously decorated by a colorblind stripper in 1982. It's halfway between suburban rec room and motel meth lab. The couch has been jumped on by so many wasted girls over the years, you know it's indestructible. And the day it gets vacuumed will be the day Buddy Holly shows up to sing Peggy Sue for you in person. If you're Catholic, this room might remind you of a confessional. But no, the rooms are never pretty. Why should they be? The owners know why you keep coming back here, and it's not the decor. It's that raw, primal need.